Do you have a favorite restaurant review? I do. It was written way back in 2012, and it consists entirely of questions. Questions like, when we hear the words donkey sauce, which part of the donkey are we supposed to think about? Pete Wells wrote that and hundreds of other restaurant reviews in his 12 years as New York Times food critic, and now he's stepping down, so he's here to talk with us about his tenure and the role of a critic. Welcome, and thanks for the years of great reading.
Oh, thank you.
I imagine you're probably sick of talking about that review you wrote a dozen years ago, panning Guy Fieri's American Kitchen and Bar in Times Square. But I think it does point to something about your job that's unusual, which is the influence that it can have, arguably way more than a blog or an Instagram or TikTok post. How did you think about your power as a critic, the way you used it, and how it changed over time?
Well, I mean, for one thing, I would save, you know, harsh reviews like that one. I mean, I think you have to admit that was a tough review. It was basically a laundry list.
Oh, I would call it like the Uber example of a tough review. It's like the quintessential platonic ideal of
right.
a pan.
Although, you know, I would point out that I didn't make anything up. I mean, these were all things that actually happened in the restaurant. So it's a pretty fact-based review. But, I would save those tough ones for places that had a certain prominence, a certain fame. I would never write anything like that about a place that, say, you had never heard of.
As one of your loyal readers who has never lived in New York, I'm curious how much you wrote for people who might not visit the restaurant you were writing about.
That was always in the back of my mind, and I think that put pressure on me, or let's say I put pressure on myself to make the writing interesting to somebody who wasn't even a potential customer, somebody who was never going to come, but liked to read about food, was interested in restaurants, and would come along for the ride if I could convince them that it was worth it.
How do you keep the writing interesting when you might be describing the texture of a steak or a burger or a pizza crust for the 8,000th time?
Right. Well, you try to say it in a new way, or if that is not possible, I would try to bring the dish to life in front of the reader's eyes. I often would rely on visual adjectives rather than taste descriptors. There's only so many times you can say, you know, the meat was meaty, you know, the lamb tasted lamby. You start to sound like a baby, right? So I would try to almost draw a picture. And then my feeling was that if you could evoke the picture, then the reader would taste it.
You wrote a fascinating piece just a few weeks ago about the growing sophistication of AI technology that could be used to review restaurants on Google or Yelp. And so what did you learn about how emerging technology is changing and may yet change the role of a critic like yourself?
I think it's changing every minute. So many people now get all their information about food from TikTok. They watch a video and put it on a list, and then they go to the place. And, it's just like it's a different way of consuming food information. And an awful lot of it is visual. It's not word-based at all. The words play a very, very small part in it. It's just there's a picture or a quick reel, and wow, I got to do that.
Okay, well, in your 12 years as a restaurant critic, will you reach back and tell us about one of your favorite food trends you've seen and one that you were very happy to see go away?
Well, I really love eating at bars, and I was very excited and I continue to be excited by how much good food there is now in bars, or how many restaurants sort of operate like bars and have, you know, great drinks and are very comfortable and cozy, but in a low-key bar-like kind of way. I think that blurring of lines has been a terrific thing. A trend that I don't like. I mean, I
or it could be an old trend that you didn't like that's long since gone.
You know what? The thing that just, it's such a minor irritation, but it happens so often that it becomes a major irritation for me is, have you been here before? And let me just walk you through the menu. I mean, it's a restaurant.
If the menu's doing its job, it doesn't.
Right. Here's a written list of food. Presumably, if I point to one of them, you'll bring it to me. I think I get it.
Pete Wells, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ari.